Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. The halacha topic today from Ervin Davdalid Amid Aleph, I record in the holy city of Tzfat as the yeshivas Bein Azmanim for Netiv Aryeh begins. I am sitting in one of the yeshivas in Tzfat with the window open and the beautiful air, the Avir Deretz Yisrael, streaming in for our Bein Azmanim. The topic today is the length of Achilas Pras that emerges from our Gemara and practical applications for the shear of Kizayis Kedei Achilas Pras. The Gemara had told us that when it comes to the length of time that a person eats a half a loaf of bread, we look at it for the amount of time that a person eats a wheat loaf of bread and not a barley loaf of bread. Half of that loaf is an achilas pras, and the amount of time that is considered a significant achila of a kezayis would be the amount of time a person eats an achilas pras. Now here there's a big machlokas of the poskim. What exactly is the length? Is it 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes? There are different shitos. That is not what we will get involved with tonight. What we will discuss is the fascinating observation of the Minchas Chinuch in Simin Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Katan, Gimel, Dalid, and Hey. The Minchas Chinuch points out that, first of all, the amount of time that one decides is an Achilas Pras was estimated by an Adam Beinoni and applies to every person. And that is, even if there's someone who would tend to eat Achilas Pras faster, his sheer of kezayis bechdei achilas pras, his shear for when he eats a kezayis to be chayiv a bracha achrona, for example, would be measured not by him as an individual, but by the average person. However, the Minchas Chinuch raises a fascinating question. He points out that the poskim never gave us an exact time of shear kezayis kedei achilas pras. All they spoke about was a wheat loaf versus a barley loaf. However, he points out, there are some foods that are more likely for a person to eat quickly more than another. For example, the Minchas Chinuch goes so far as to say that when it comes to meat, if one would argue that the normal amount of time for a person to eat the shear of an achilas pras for meat is a quarter of an hour, if it was raw meat, then it could very well be that if a person eats raw meat during a longer period of time, he would still be chayiv. Because, of course, people eat different foods at different paces. And if that would be so, says the Minchas Chinuch, when it comes to estimating the shear of Achilas Pras, it's clear what the shear of Achilas Pras is when it comes to wheat bread. There, the poskim gave us a number. 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes. Of course, on Yom Kippurim, if someone could eat a chola b'shem bo sakana, or even better, a chola sheyesh bo sakana, more precisely, could eat a kezayis without putting their lives in danger in more than 10 minutes of time to space it out, that's what we would recommend. But the Minchas Chinuch argues that's only in regards to meat. If we're talking about something like that's only bread. However, if we were talking about something like meat, which a person eats more slowly than bread, then it could very well be that the shear would be even larger, which would therefore mean, if a person eats, as we said, the cholos sheyesh bo sakana, but is able to eat less than shiurim on Yom HaKippurim, then it wouldn't necessarily be the 10 minutes for bread that it should be less than a kezayis within 10 minutes. But if it would be meat, argues the Minchas Chinuch, then it should be an even longer period of time. And it should be adjusted based on the person. Even though we said that when the Gemara gives us an absolute shear of achilas pras for wheat, presumably there it's an adam beinani, but who says for different foods it's going to be the same shear? The Gemara was talking about whether we measure bread by barley, or do we measure bread by wheat? So there we measure by wheat. But if we're not talking about bread, we could be medayik. Maybe we could add for the minchas. The Gemara is clearly talking only about bread. So then, therefore, when it comes to other foods, then the shear would be adjusted. I was unaware that the Minchas Chinuch actually extends this discussion to a topic that we've already discussed in the past in the halacha from the Daily Daf, where we discussed both in Maseches Brachos as well as in Maseches Shabbos. We will be 3 for 3 discussing in 3 different Masechtos the length of Achilas Pras for hot drinks. In the Mishnah Brura, in Simen Reish Yud, Sif Katan Aleph, raises what happens if someone drinks a hot drink and normally they drink it over a longer period of time of Zayis Bechdei Achilas, the Kidei Achilas Pras. In other words, especially if you say Kidei Achilas Pras is 2 minutes, but even if you say it's 8 or 9 minutes, many people drink a coffee or a tea in a longer period of time. An individual who does do that, does he make a Bar Nefashos? At the end of the day, one could argue that he didn't drink the Revius, Bechdei Achilas Pras, and therefore he loses the opportunity to make the Bracha Achrona. The Minchas Chinuch says, based on his above logic, he quotes this discussion in the name of the Mishnah Lemelech, which I was also unaware of in our previous recordings of Halacha from the Daily Daf. Every day, every Masechta, you learn something more. In Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, in Ilchas Brachas, the Mishnah Lemelech raises the possibility that when it comes to coffee, maybe it's different. Maybe the shear of Achilas Pras is going to be different. Says the Minchas Chinuch, exactly. I think the Mishnah Lemelech is correct, not only in Ilchas Brachas, but also in Ilchas Yom HaKippurim. We, as we will quote in a moment, mention that Shita of the Mishnah Lemelech from our Rabbeim as well. But there was a kula in the sense that you don't have to be careful to drink your hot drink within 9 minutes, but you could still make a bracha achrona if you drink it in a normal manner. That is correct, says the Minchas Chinuch, but it will also be a chumra, as we said, in Yom Kippur, Kedei Achilas Pras will actually be longer as well. And if a chola is having a hot drink on Yom HaKippurim, if a hot drink, it's normal for a person to have it within 16, 17 minutes, so then a chola, the revius, would have to drink it in something that was longer, of course, presumably only if it does not compromise them as a chola sheyesh bo sakana. That goes almost without saying. The Mishnah Brura seems not to come out this way, and Rav Nevensal reported that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal felt caught between two beautiful traditions. I've mentioned in the past that Rav Shlomo Zalman was very, very careful to give the absolute kavod to the psakim of the Mishnah Brura. I have never heard in my 5 years of learning from Rav Nevensal him ever disagree with the Mishnah Brura. He will bend over backwards to include everything that he says within the shita of the Mishnah Brura. Rav Shlomo Zalman, it seems, was like that as well. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman had seen or had heard from Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Zechron Levracha, that one does not have to be makbid for this position to finish a hot drink within Achilas Pras. Halacha Lamaisa Rav Ozner also, if I'm not mistaken, is of that position as well, Neshalas Uchuvas Shevet Halevi. There are legends, the details of which I've already forgotten, how Rav Shlomo Zalman would be Yotze, both the position of Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer as well as the Mishnah Brura. Bottom line, Rav Nevensal told me that this is a long-standing tradition, like the Mishnah Lemelech, like the Minchas Chinuch, that one does not have to be makbid to finish it within Achilas Pras. And the source we've now revealed in the Gemara is today's Daf Dalid Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that the shiur for Achilas Pras and Kol HaTorah Kula is the bread of Chitim and not the bread of Seorim. But when it comes to other foods, there's no raya from the Gemara that would be the same shiur of Achilas Pras. This is the position of the Minchas Chinuch. This is the position of the Mishnah Lamelech. Rav Nevinzal thought that it could be followed even when it comes to the Shir of Bar Nefoshos as well, like the Minchas Chinuch suggests. And this is the position of Rav Ozner, and therefore, according to this approach, even though it's not the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, one would not have to rush drinking one's coffee or tea. Clearly, Rav Nevinzal said that l'chatchila, one should try to do it within that period of time. But vaday yeshal mim lismoch. Again, we try not to be cholik with the Mishnah Berurah. But yeshal mim lismoch for those who it's difficult to drink in such a manner to make a bar nefashos if they drank without a hefsek just in a larger period of time of achilas pras. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Dalet.